step up and pray. Each machine seemed to say, as I walked round and round the penny arcade.
Hello and welcome to Boz and Baz's Penny Arcade,
the show that was the inspiration behind Elton John's 1972 smash hit Rocket Man. Or not. I mean, who really knows? So this week we've been joined by some special guests. We felt the pod needed a woman's touch, so we reached out to Big Brother 6's Makosi, but she was super busy. So we turned to Boz's partner Ang Harrod and my long-suffering wife, Taz Baz.
Yeah, I went through a weird phase.
Your emo
phase? About 16, 17. Started wearing like, I don't know if you, what you call me, combat trousers or cargo pants or whatever they call them.
Yeah, but that was a thing.
Yeah, but with that, I wear...
Hang on a minute, were you 16 or 17?
Yeah.
So you're, what, 3 years younger than me?
Yeah.
Surely that had finished by then.
Nah, not in South Wales. It was still...
They still hang around.
Still big then. Yeah, but it'd be that, right? So I remember I had like these beigey coloured, like, combat-y trouser things. And I'd always like... I would wear it with some kind of American sports team jersey. Like...
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's kind of almost... That's... Oh no! So that's not.
Yeah,
so there's
like I'd have a New York, a New York Giants jersey.
Yeah. So I'm walking around thinking I'm like, I'm walking around thinking I'm Dr. Dre or Snoop or something. But then you're walking around thinking you're
Vanilla
like Fred
Ice.
Durst.
Vanilla Ice.
You're a little biscuit.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just.
Or what was his name? The wrestler who did the worms. It's Scotty Too Hot.
Scotty Too Hot. Yeah. Hey, you would have doubled up nicely as Rikishi. I wish I knew you then.
Oh, not then I wouldn't, mate. No. No way. I was in tip-top condition then. Not now.
Yeah, there's definitely some weird clobber going on back then. I had a phase when I went back into football jerseys. I would like football jerseys again as well. And I was like, yeah, I'd been on that time as well. I don't know why.
So, I remember when I was about...
I had a Valencia football jersey. It was it was like yellow and red stripes with blue sleeves.
Nice.
It was loud. It was loud.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Was that around the time when everyone was wearing poppers, though?
Post poppers.
So when poppers first came around, so I must have been like 12, and everyone had like the Adidas ones. And it was predominantly like they were kind of like that, that sort of like royal kind of blue when they had the white thing down. And I wanted them. I thought, I really want these poppers. I really want a pair of poppers. I want those ones. They're the ones I want. Some people have the black ones.
I like the blue.
But it's the blue. The blue ones I want. And the orange, like, I don't know, sun and that. And I don't know if you remember about that time, there was also a big thing about like neon colours.
Yeah, remember the Adidas torsion trainers or whatever they were called? Do you remember them? They were like luminous.
Oh, yeah. So, when I think back to it now, I like to think now that I've got to dress all right, like just like a normal person.
Yeah.
But I think there's an element of it with everybody when you look back and you're like, you just cringe up. What was I thinking? So, at this point, so I'm what, 12, 13? I can distinctly remember at one point, maybe even going into town. Wearing yellow Puma Kings.
Bold.
Yeah.
Although I'm not against that.
Okay. This is not going to get better, all right? This isn't like wow. Some people might think that looks good. I looked ridiculous. So I've got yellow Puma Kings. So I had this thing where it was either, right, I wanted the thing that everybody had, or I wanted kind of like another version that made me feel like I was unique or something.
Yeah.
So at that point, everyone's like, oh, I want Adidas ones, I want Nike, all right. And I was like, I want Lecoq Sportif.
Ooh. Although it's becoming fashionable again.
There was a period, so like in the 80s, they had some real nice
tracksuits
and stuff. And you know, like all like the football hooligans and that, like the Lecoq Sportif,
Sergio Tacchini
and stuff
like
that. Yeah, really good stuff. But these were not in that realm. These were Lecoq Sportif poppers. They were purple
And I'm talking like the Joker kind of purple.
Christ.
Where the popper was, it was like white. It was like a thick white band with luminous yellow Cotswold motif on it. So naturally, you know, I would then pair that with a large.
You went baggy in your tracksuit as well?
No, this on the tops I did.
Really?
Yeah. Large, luminous yellow Umbro polo shirt.
Oh, shit, I'm not feeling that.
just a 13-year-old kid drowning in his t-shirt, but it's okay because you will see me from a great distance.
This
to save me.
It was the first time I went to sit in the advice bureau, and I turned up, and they said, "Have you ever been before?" I was like, "No." And said, "Right, okay, so you're in this room, and we just send people in because we've booked you appointments all day." And he said, "So behind you is the panic button. And if you need air freshener, just give us a shout." I was like,
panic button,
if I needed it, because it was in Barry, and air freshener. And there were times you needed air freshener. And the only time, because it was back-to-back like, appointments at that point, and the only, like, I thought, right, I need to go to the toilet. So I said, where are the toilets? And I'm like, we've run out of bleach and one of the people have made a bit of a mess in there, but there's a cafe up next door. I'm fine. Ever since then, I never drank a lot whenever I went to cab because I couldn't face it. It was so disgusting.
How old were you at that point?
22. I was training, so I qualified when I was 23. Yeah, so I'd be around 22, 20. No. When did I qualify? I qualified when I was 26. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's about 25. It wasn't that long ago. It was four years ago.
Did you need the panic button ever?
No. Never needed
it. What about the air freshener? That's
the air
really
freshener, funny. Definitely. Sometimes it was disgusting.
You smelled
nothing.
No, you just had to, like, not breathe until they left.
And then just, like, give it a spritz.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
So you couldn't, you wouldn't just be like, hang a second.
Yeah.
Continue.
It was horrible. But then in the summer, the best time to ever do it was in the summer because no one would ever turn up. So you just get to go home at like 12.
Because they'd all get sidetracked by the arcade.
Yeah, exactly. Arcade. Yeah. So they'd just go to the beach then, wouldn't they? It was brilliant. Yeah. I love doing that. Everyone else here today. I love speaking to delinquents. Which is why I've been with you for so long.
Yeah.
So what was your like favourite your funniest kind of interaction with someone there?
With the man with the stones. They came in for a 15-minute appointment and spent 45 minutes telling me that he sweeps his road outside his house every day, but despite that, every time a lorry comes past he gets these massive stones outside his house. So he drew me a diagram and everything. So I just had to sit there and I tried getting him out. But when he walked in, actually, he said to me, "Oh, you're new. I haven't seen you here before." So I think he was a regular and just really lonely.
Yeah, he just needed to tell someone.
Yeah, he just wanted
a regular. Yeah.
He just needed a chat. Aww. So yeah, 45 minutes, draw me pictures of stones.
I don't think he's alone in that, though, because we saw a woman in India, didn't we?
I don't think he's alone now, but he has to go all the way to India to find the example. It's
like, are you going to talk about the lady that is sweeping the street?
But she wasn't right.
I think he's alone in that. If you have to go all the way to India to give me an example, he's all alone in that.
So we've gone out to India for our friend's wedding.
Yeah.
We've flown into Bangalore, we're tired, we're in this taxi, we're all a bit dazed, kind of sort of drifting in and out of snoozing, but we're on the road going into the centre of Bangalore, and the traffic is like heaving, and it's got like, there's a flyover up ahead, and we had to go up the flyover, but the traffic was all coming down it, and for some reason people are like, "I'm going to get ahead of this, and I'm going to come off the slip road, because I know that as I get further down, there's no barriers, so I can just cut in and just get back onto the flyover, literally like as at the point where it's just starting to kind of elevate. So we're in the lane to kind of do that, and we're going along, and I looked out, and there's cars everywhere, and there's just this old woman who's got, which basically where the central reservation should be, there's no barrier there, but it clearly should have been there because there's like the gap and there was loads of rubble and all sorts there. And she's going along with like a broom that's just made out of sticks.
Like a witch's like broom.
And yeah, but without the handle, yeah. Yeah. Just brushing from side to side, just brushing the dust up. And then the moment she walks past driving over, it's all coming back. But I don't know, we were like, is that a job?
No.
Is somebody...
No, I don't
why think... is she doing that? What's she trying to achieve? Because even if she got all of it cleaned up, minutes later, it's full of dust again.
To be fair, that's how I feel like in my life. The minute I put like an item of clothing away, Boz comes back with more. It's just constant.
Yeah, but you know, he's a...
Don't we all?
He's a man of fashion. he's got an image to maintain.
Exactly. Yeah, the image of being just took on a fairy polo.
Started wearing a cap back to front, no?
Yeah.
Don't very think cool. That didn't go unnoticed.
Yeah. So.
When we were up for the day, you told me about it, didn't you? You're like, yeah, that's much more trendy. I was like, oh, maybe he's right. Maybe we're onto something. Yeah.
Let's go on to... We've got a segment. I've decided this is a segment.
This is a segment, is it?
Yeah.
Where's your segment?
This is something... This is all about you, mate. I think you need more of the limelight here.
But you're doing so well.
I think... You know, there's loads of things we've covered. But something I want to make like a regular segment on the show is... I've called it Boz's Book of Grievances.
Right.
Because, you know, over the time we've known each other, there's a lot of things that annoy you. And at times, I find you're a very angry man. Just angry at the world. And I think this could be a good way for you to just...
Cathartic, as I was
saying. Yeah, just release that. Just let off a bit of that steam. So... I think you've got a book of grievances, so I think maybe we just go through a couple today. Like what have you got, Boz? What's got your goat?
The old premise of activewear. I just have major issue with it.
In general, so if you've got you go to the gym and you see people wearing gym gear.
No, because
I like to just.
No.
Before we really get into this, I want everyone to know how much active wear you own.
That is not active wear.
You may as well. And
gym clothes. They're gym clothes. Active wear.
If they're looking for sponsors, Under Armour, please.
Active wear.
Boz is already.
Active wear is like.
A walking advert.
You know, people who wear velour track suits and stuff like that. You know, velour track suit, there's no intention of ever seeing a gym.
But who would wear a velour tracksuit to the gym? You'd be so hot.
Look, I'm telling you now, right?
That so your gripe is sportswear for fashion?
Yeah, pretty much. But it's called activewear. It's called activewear. It has a name.
So if somebody's just wearing a football shirt with jeans, that's fine. But if it's...
Yeah.
If it's one of those pairs of leggings with the little windows in... Which I absolutely don't understand what the windows are for. I don't think they need a practical use. But if it's that, then that's what you're against.
Yeah, look. My description of activewear, right? It's basically tracksuits for watching TV. That is what activewear is.
Well, like a full-on tracksuit or just any kind of jogging bottoms?
No, I'm talking about people who buy a tracksuit. They've never seen a gym in their lives. We would just sit around in a tracksuit and watch TV. People who buy sportswear to not work out. That's weird. every bit of sports where I own is to go to the gym or the run or whatever.
So you don't have any tracksuit bottoms that are just for lounging about in?
No.
Or
I can confidently say that.
So you wouldn't lounge about in them?
Or
is it that you own them but and you lounge about in them but you would also wear them to the gym?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't wear tracksuit bottoms to the gym.
Because I
get too hot.
I actually don't own a pair of tracksuit bottoms.
I also don't go to the gym, so
No, this like I said, tracksuits not tracksuits of fashion, because that's the wrong thing to say. But
sounds like some sort of group. What are we campaigning against?
I know what I don't like.
I'm a member of tracksuits for fashion, and I'm against this.
I'm against this. You know, like, remember all those Playboy tracksuits and stuff like that? That no one would ever wear to the gym.
Yeah.
That shit. That is fucking annoying.
But that's not a thing now.
It is a thing.
People don't really wear velour tracksuits now. Yeah, there's the whole like yoga pants and like those workout like leggings and stuff. Yeah,
you go in Swindon Town on the weekend, you'll see these people. That'd be kind of a thing. That'd be kind of big caves.
That was like a Paris Hilton circa 2004 thing.
Still going.
She's not wearing them anymore.
Who knows where she's these days? Who knows what she's doing? She's not wearing velour tracksuits. Active wear is an issue. Okay, what are you
saying? It's an issue.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so if it's an issue, I mean, I would like things.
Look, this is a nationwide epidemic.
Knife crime is an issue.
I mean,
what danger is active wear posing?
Look, this is active wear is top of Sadiq Khan's agenda. Knife crime second. This is okay. What you say? Active wear. You ain't doubting me on this. I don't like active wear.
I just don't understand why you hate it so much. Because the example you're giving every time is active wear from 15 years ago.
No, it's still true.
Did you hate that specific type of active wear then? And it just really got to you? So even now you're still harbouring that?
It's burning. It's burning inside.
Is it only if it's velour?
Look, particularly velour, I gotta be honest, I can't say otherwise. But, you know I'm right on this. Like, just people who buy gym clothing that's never gonna see a gym. Why? Just why? Particularly tracksuits. Velour tracksuits.
I mean, I'm partially invested in this because I own a lot
partially.
I own a lot of those items of clothing, and they don't go to the gym, but they're generally bought with intentions of maybe not going to the gym, but it would have been playing football, but obviously I'm not doing that at the moment. But also the comfort. I don't... People comfort. Are comfortable. What's... The
comfort.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't like sitting on the... I hate sitting on the sofa in a pair of jeans.
That's fine. Put some shorts on. No, I'm happy to put shorts on, right?
But what if they're football shorts? What if they're sports shorts?
No, that is fine. That is fine, right? As long as at some point you intend to wear them to the gym.
What if I get in from work and I think, I'm going to go and get changed into something comfortable. And I go up and get myself a nice pair of velour shorts and put them on. Is that acceptable?
I mean, if I saw you in velour shorts,
maybe it says juicy on the bum.
It's like that's too much for anyone.
The thing is, now obviously. Nobody can see this because clearly, it's a podcast and this isn't a video.
At the end of the day,
on YouTube, but
no, you need to accept this, right? You've got places like Topshop selling sportswear, and this is ridiculous. Like corduroy slim joggers and stuff like that. This is not stuff for going to the gym or for working out. It's gym clobber. Well, no, it's not gym clothing. It's clothing in the guise of gym clothing. It's like,
oh, is it the lie that you don't like? Is that what's getting you?
I think it is.
Because I feel like I said, like, you know, I think for comfort wise, I like to put on a pair of trackies and a hoodie that I've no intention of wearing to the gym.
Yeah,
and just
but...
sitting down and watching TV. What do you wear when you're sat watching TV, Boz? Or having having a guest to your house to record a podcast, what would you wear?
This is all stuff that has been worn to the gym.
Right, so we got rudely interrupted there, Boz.
Yeah.
It stopped recording because, you know, technology. But we were talking about your love of activewear, your hatred for activewear. But we're just getting to when we talked about, like I had said, that I like to wear trackies and hoodies and stuff. Just
look, wear your trackies and hoodies wherever you want, right? You do what you want. All I am saying to you is that anybody who buys any gym clothing for the purpose of not going to the gym, I'm not having it.
You're not having it?
No, I'm not having it. It's just ridiculous.
So, it's like I said, a lot of people get them for comfort, and they will...
wear a pair of jeans, they're comfortable.
What, for just sitting on the sofa? You're not going anywhere? Going to lie on the sofa, watch some TV, and you're telling
pajamas,
me...
Pajamas, wear your pajamas.
Pajamas?
Do what you want to do, right? But all I'm saying
do
is...
what I want to do.
Do what you
but
want.
But I want to wear active wear. I want to wear...
Yeah,
I want
to
go
and worn this stuff to the gym. You're
I want
to
go and
gym.
Get some running tights. I want to put them on. And I want to lie on the sofa. I don't want to go for a run. I want to put them on because they make me feel sexy.
Like I said, look. You get shops like Topman, Asos, selling this shit now. And it's ridiculous. It's not...
So, I think...
Look, buying gym gear... for the premise of sitting on your ass and doing nothing. I mean, that's not normal behaviour. And it's not right. And
it's not right.
And, right?
It's unjust.
No. Another thing, right? Wearing gym gear as a fashion statement as well. What's that about?
I guess there's a whole thing of people wanting...
Look at me starving for low track suits. They're out there.
No, I think you know, it's a big thing now, and a lot of people are more body conscious and health conscious and are going to the gym and
and
all of that. And I guess there's that thing of, look at me, I go to the gym because I've got all my gym gear.
But they fucking don't. They don't go to the gym. They've just got the gym gear, but they don't go.
Yeah, but it's like... Facebook, Instagram, and all of that. That's when you look at those things, you're not seeing that it's not. That's not what people's lives actually are. It's just an image that they want to portray. So whether they go to the gym or not, the fact that they're putting on all the stuff is they're trying to say, yeah, I'll go to the gym. I'll look after myself. Here's my cheeky cheeseburger to the side. But I'm still going to the gym. Look at me. I'm living a healthy life.
No. No. Just no.
No. So I just want to rewind back again though, because we talked about the comfort side of it, and I just want to know, what would your suggestion be then for just comfy?
If I have shorts, or if I buy, like, I like Under Armour, as you well know.
Yeah, I don't know that very well.
But what I would wear now is just stuff that I would have worn to the gym. I don't buy this stuff to make people think I go to the gym, or...
Okay.
To purposely do nothing.
So I've come over tonight to record a podcast. I'm wearing tracksuit bottoms and a hoodie for comfort because, you know, it's a Monday night and I just want to be comfortable.
But did you buy those things purely for fashion?
The hoodie, no, I did. I did because these tracksuit bottoms aren't gym tracksuit bottoms. They're just casual tracksuit bottoms just for chilling out in. Now,
then you're a victim of activewear, clearly.
But what did you choose to wear, knowing that you had somebody come into your home? You were receiving a guest tonight.
Hi.
What did you choose to wear?
This is my place. I can wear what I want.
What are you wearing, boss?
Dressing gown. Which is purposely designed for lounging around in. It's doing what it should be doing. And like somebody in their fucking velour tracksuit or, you know,
I'm not in a velour tracksuit.
You may as well be. Or their active way. How can you wear active?
Your dressing gown looks velour to me, mate.
This is not velour. It's very nice though.
Velour tracksuit, Under Armour t-shirt.
This is M&S. Look. Listen. How can you describe something as active wear, but never be active in it?
So, I mean, I don't describe this as active wear.
What do you describe it as?
Just lounging wear.
Lounge wear. Fucking couch potato. I'm lounging wear.
Says the man... in a velour dressing gown.
This is not velour. This is...
And matching slippers.
You've got to have slippers.
A 30-year-old
man. But these are...
30-year-old man in his granddad's dressing gown with matching slippers.
These are purposely made for my relaxation. I ain't going around pretending that I'm some kind of gym bunny.
I'm not pretending I'm a gym bunny.
You are. You're doing exactly that. But you know what? You're fooling no one. I know what I see here. It's just some wolf in sheep's clothing. I know what I see. Look, end of the day, active way. It's a no-go. It's just a no-go.
It's a no-go?
It's a no-go.
Yes, yeah, it's a no-go.
Yeah, it's a no-go, yeah. I'm not having it.
Well, there we go. Active way. It's in... Boz's big book of grievances.
Well, no, I couldn't stick in there all the time.
I know. I'm not convinced that. Well, I'm not convinced. I firmly believe that our lateness is about 85% you.
Why?
Because.
I think that's how
high
percentage.
I think
it's... I'm hourly, that's 85% you.
Yeah, no, I think that's quite a high percentage.
I think it's generous, if I'm honest. Because what Tanya likes to do is, we know we've got to be somewhere...
This needs to be recorded, this stuff.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, he's recorded it when he started the me batching. Before that happened, he's getting the record button on.
Yeah, yeah. Let's let everyone know about this. Mm-hmm. We'll be like, right, we've got to be out at 12:30. So we'll give ourselves plenty of time. We'll start getting ready in good time. Then we'll stop for a bit and just watch TV or something. But then once Tanya starts rushing, she's like, got to be out in 10 minutes, got to be out in 10 minutes. Still got to do my hair, blah, blah, blah. Okay. 2 minutes before we're about to leave, she's just almost ready. She'll go, I want to put some washing out.
Don't even get me started.
I want to put some washing out. I've been ready for 20 minutes. You could have told me that before. But she goes, I want to get that load out. Yeah. I want to put another load on.
Yeah.
I'm like, for God's sake.
And the other thing, right?
Hang on a minute. Leave Bazza have his turn, and then we'd all take in turns, because I've got a lot to say on this. Dim will be in this conversation.
Let Leah have his turn. Even though girls take like an extra hour to get ready, they think that if they start to get ready at the same time as you, that's acceptable. They just think, or you think, oh yeah, are you getting ready? And it's like, oh well, it only takes me half hour to get ready. I'll just wait a little bit. I'll just mosey around, really, do nothing. And then when I finally start to get ready...
Hang on, she's moseying around like a cowboy.
doing nothing. When I find
Howdy, there are bars. I'm going to go and put my makeup on in a minute.
And then realises I'm ready. And you're still doing your makeup or your hair.
Let me know when you finish, because I've got a lot to say.
That takes hours. And then,
but literally, to be fair, there is an element that Aang has hair, so of course it's going to be
that is fair, that is fair. However, this idea as well, I could be waiting for you for half hour, and then I haven't put my shoes on yet.
Yeah, that was coming up.
When I finally put my shoes on, I've been waiting for you to put your shoes on. No, I've been waiting for you for half hour.
Okay.
So just get ready.
You done?
Again.
She's just locked and loaded.
Anything else you want to say? Get out now because it's my turn now.
No, she just... You can't say anything because you were just late.
Okay.
Everything.
Do you notice I didn't interrupt you, right? So, let me have my piece. Okay, so it's all about this thing about getting ready, which Tanya rightly noted that you haven't actually got here. So...
I still have to cut it.
And I have to tell you...
Well, every time you go out!
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I have to cut my hair.
Yeah. So you know the fact that like
it doesn't cut yourself at all.
So I have to wash my hair, I have to dry my hair, I have to do whatever I want to my hair, for make bomb, which you don't have to do.
I do wash it.
But then do you know what really you just think, oh, you say really loudly, I've got to iron my clothes now. Hint, hint, hint.
No.
As if to say that, you know, like, you know where the iron is if you want to iron my clothes. And then, while you're sitting down playing on your phone, or you're playing your little game, or you're watching Sky Sports or something, and you can hear that washing machine beep because it's finished, and you know it's a lovely day outside. So when I'm finishing up now, and you...
No one listens for the washing machine to beep.
Oh, we do, because it beeps for like 45 minutes.
Yes.
To the point where we won't do anything with it because we're angry with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I'm
angry with it.
But you've heard it then if you're angry with it.
I'm angry with you.
So, and then, so you're still sitting there on your ass, playing on your phone or whatever, and then I say, right, boss, I'm ready. And you go, oh, I just need to brush my teeth. And then, do you know what my daps are? Do you know what my daps are? Oh, I can't find them. I can't find them. And I've got money out. And are you taking your key? Are you taking your key? And then it's just like, Buzz, I need to peg the washer. Why couldn't you have done that before? Why couldn't you fucking thought for yourself?
No,
and thought, oh, actually, most
true.
Of my fucking clothes are in their washing machine. Why can't I peg them out?
You were just ready on time.
But then when you say, well, Buzz is out, there's a picture of you happy.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah. So didn't you ever moan about me being naked?
Clearly, from listening to your little rant, you've taken the bait. That's obviously burned deep in your soul, that picture of me and Baz doing the washing.
I think it clearly cut quite deep.
It has cut you deep, hasn't it?
I'm going to be honest with you, Aang. We put one thing out.
And that's the only thing I ever responded to.
The thing is,
and I knew it was expected.
The thing is, we set it up perfectly. I even said goodnight. I said,
she's going to wait this.
Yeah. No, I'm blessed by Father.
And here we are, over a year later.
Yeah.
It's finally come to the surface.
Yeah. Just though, going back to the example of putting lotion out, that doesn't happen every single time. Like, don't give me
no,
wrong.
No, it happens 85% of the time.
No, that is...
And Boz loves to do this thing. I wonder the biggest garment of clothing I can peg on the line with one peg and see if it can dry.
But when you're going out in the night, why do you have to do the line? It's like, no.
No, not like, when I go out in the night. I never do that.
You still think you need to do stuff?
Yeah, because if I've made a mess, I want to come back when I'm drunk. Because I make a mess when I'm drunk. I want to like you put a pizza in the oven for 6 hours. I had to fucking clean the oven out. I'd rather not have to clean up after myself.
In fairness, that was you as well.
No, it's been
kind to your drunk self. That's what you
exactly.
Yeah. Being
prepped. Yes, because quite often when you're drunk, you come home and go, I'm going to put the washing out.
Even before you went
no,
away.
No, but when it's
all done, so you
and not just that, the next day I am sick from the moment I wake up until 6 o'clock in the evening, which I am now.
It's hilarious, so.
So.
She doesn't make a noise when she's sick. Do you want to be like normal, wretch? No. Just opens her mouth and just sick falls out.
It's See, the way you've said that, though, I'm imagining it coming out in gift wrap boxes. Just have a little bow into the toilet.
It's the weirdest thing ever, right? All I can do, I know when she's going to be sick, it's just funny, isn't it? You know, but all I can do is just sick it in the pan, like.
That's all we do. It so often, there's no need to make
you
it
can't,
sound
like, when I'm saying, like, No.
See, I feel like I really need to be around you now when you're being sick, which is a weird thing to say, but
does
I
it any
need
time
to...
I'm over?
Yeah.
I mean, if I stayed here tonight, right, and I didn't drink any more, but I went a bit of 4 o'clock, I'd be sick in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just...
like no noise at all.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Nothing. Stealth.
I'm like...
Stealth. Stealth spooing.
No one's going to cough if he's talking to me.
But Tanya's really funny, though, when she's being sick and she's drunk, because she, like, you get... So, you come through the door, and then she'll just be like, show up! Scuff this off! So what? Like,
naked, pretty
the
much.
Shoes, the shoes off. Will be like boom, gone. They're in different directions. And the next day, it's like, well, I've got one. I ain't got any clue where the other one is. It could be in a bag.
If someone
be in
walked in
room.
The next day, they'd be like, oh, someone had a good
yeah.
time here. No, no,
yeah,
it was
yeah, she's like, so especially now when we've got the downstairs loo, it'll be like, right, I'm gonna do a stint in here, and I'm gonna feel like I can manage it. I'm going to go up the stairs, but on the way up the stairs, I'm going to shed some clothes. It might be a skirt, it might be a top. Who's to say? We'll just see what comes off easiest. Then we get to the top of the stairs. We can go into the ensuite, but we've got to go round on the landing into the bedroom to the ensuite. But there is a bathroom in front of me. I'm going to do a shift here as well. Whilst I'm in here, I'm going to get a drink, probably get my hair put up in a ponytail. I'm not going to do that myself because I'm dizzy.
You all do it?
Yeah, I'm doing all of that stuff.
Okay. I'm not sick in the night. I'm sick in the day after.
Oh, no, this is the night of.
This is if I've had, like, the example being the
sober night out.
Yeah, the sober night out. That was a particular example. If I'm really, really drunk, I have to be sick immediately.
It's probably better, I think.
And I just have to just not be...
constricted
by clothes when I'm sick, I just have to take them all off.
Suppose you should just like get it off me.
Yeah, only
just
when
get it off
only
me.
When we're in our house, not like outside.
No, not when we're outside.
When I was thrown up in the king's, curtains, I was fully dressed.
Can I ask you, if you want all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
On that night, I threw up in the king.
So, Tanya, didn't you tell us what happened the first night out we had with Boz and Angharad and our other
friends? I didn't know you threw up in the king as well.
So,
yeah, I know that. Not at the time we didn't, but...
That's because I was subtle about it,
yeah.
And it's because we left pretty damn quickly. So it was quite a... So we didn't really... There was the first time where a lot of us were meeting, there was a lot of... nervous drinking going on, I think. There's a lot of Prosecco, I think, and I don't do well with Prosecco.
Smart.
At all.
I do like it, though.
No, I like it. Then it gives me a really bad hangover as well. So we had a curry, and that was all very nice. And then where
did
we
have? What did you have?
Butter chicken, which is quite
orangey. Was it? It was good?
Yeah, it was lovely. It was very delicious.
And once you ate it, did you think... perfect. It's gone now. It's delicious. I'll carry on with my life.
I thought that was...
It took forever to come, didn't it?
I thought that was the end of me seeing that butter chicken.
But it turns out.
But I did see it again. And then where did we go? Then we went down to the bottom of town. We went to...
Right.
So we went to Starbucks first.
Yeah.
Yep, so we went to a karaoke place
to
first.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to
only
karaoke
briefly,
place.
Briefly.
Yeah.
We did. So we went to a karaoke place, and then we went down to the bottom of Swindon Town, which, how would you describe the bottom of Swindon Town?
It's my first and only time there, and I don't want to go back. And when I told people
it's...
I worked with that I went
yeah.
there, they were very surprised and horrified to find out that I was actually sober.
Mm.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Yeah.
You don't go down
yeah.
the bottom of town.
Yeah.
So I had like massive
sober.
Points for that.
It's how would you describe it's
I
was the oldest person there by about 10 years, I reckon.
It's not just that though, it's just
I describe it as downtown Baghdad.
Yeah, it's just chatty.
It's not even that. Everything's like shut and closed down.
Yeah, because me and you you, when we were looking for, we were looking at that toy shop.
Yeah.
And that's, I reckon, how we bonded. We were like, I really want a...
big dragon.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just looking in the toy shop. Dragon.
Little shout out to Spot On Models in Swindon Town Centre.
Is that what that shop's called? the one near Caswell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being a teenager and younger and going down bottom of town and then knowing that older people went up to Old Town and thinking, so pretentious, like, why would you want to go up to Old Town? Like,
you've got everything you need down here.
Bottom of town is so much, you know, more fun. You've got Lava Lounge, you've got Reflex.
Is that the old Lava Lounge?
Yeah.
Lava Lounge is still there.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Is it seriously?
Yeah.
Should we just have a night of Lava Lounge?
I do quite like Lava Lounge.
I mean, we can go, but it'd be as busy as this living room.
We'll take a microphone and might get some guests.
There'll be six like grannies in the corner.
They've got a double toilet in Lava
Lounge.
So
we used to have sacks and bowlers in Bridgend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But there was Lava and Ignite.
Yeah, Lava and Ignite.
So Lava was like the R&B place and then Ignite was like the full on dance off your head on Cork face.
There used to be a bar at the bottom of town called The Bedroom.
Oh my god, yeah, on the corner.
Yeah, but when we were kids, it was a toy shop called Beatty's. And I'll be honest with you, my favourite place on earth.
Yeah.
I would go there, buy my Ninja Turtles. Buy my Ninja Turtles and my Subutio teams.
Nice.
It was a big deal if you went to town and you were allowed to go to Beatty's.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was a big thing.
It was a big treat.
But then it went devastated. Yeah, you get my Subutio from.
That was like hyper value for us, wasn't it? Remember that got burnt down in Bridgend? That was a treat, didn't it?
But so they closed it down and they decided it was years and years ago when all the 24-hour drinking licenses and stuff came out, the whole cafe culture thing and that's when the bottom of town just became all pubs and bars and stuff, and they turned BT's into The Bedroom. Downstairs, normal bar and everything. You go upstairs, there's another bar, but in the middle of the the upstairs floor was a big four-poster bed, double bed.
Really?
And
oh, God.
All, like, fully, like, you know, had a duvet and pillows and everything on it.
Oh, no.
And I always remember there being, like, you know, like the old urban legends and stuff. It was apparently if you had sex in the bed,
yeah,
you got, like, free drink for life.
Oh.
No.
And then you obviously get the rumours of, did you know that such and such had sex in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Tanya did it. Free drink for life.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, it closed down like a week later.
Yeah. People don't forget, Tanya. People don't forget.
I don't think it was open when we were old enough to...
To go?
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, it was. I wasn't there.
There's a few places in Swindon that I've been to, but I have no recollection. Like, Tree and Casbah. I know I've been in these places.
Oh, Casbah.
But
I've only been to Bottom Town.
No recollection.
Casbah is like part of college life, isn't it? Like Casbah. Like,
there's another one, Suju as well.
Suju's awful.
I know I've been in it, but I can't remember anything about it.
Suju's bad.
So, Suju is like the... Only it's the place that opens, apart from like strip clubs, is the place that opens like the longest. So I think
it's 6 a.m. or something.
Yeah, so it's 6 a.m. So it's one of those places where.
No, I've been there. Like,
we'll get to that.
Late.
So, but it's one of, yeah, it's the place is open till like sort of, yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning. And I think, so it's been like loads of things over the years, but then it turned into Suju and then. Obviously, it's open till 6 a.m. Then suddenly, it just became a thing of like you go and have your night out, and then if you want to carry on, you go to Suju, and the place is
sticky.
Oh. Yeah, but then I think there's a lot of places that can be described as that, like for nights out anywhere. There's always places that are
Starbar
just
Starbar probably could be one of them.
But yeah, Starbar's sticky.
Yeah. But I remember, so they've got these big, you know, like big, like red, not so well. Not like proper sofas, but you know where you've got like the whole like those booth type sofas like across the walls and stuff. So they've got those downstairs. They've got some of them downstairs, and they've got them upstairs. I remember the last time I went in there. I've gone in. You think if you're running a club,
you think, do you know what? That sofa there, that's torn. Probably get that fixed. No. They literally duct taped it.
I don't know why you find that funny. That's
just loads of duct tape all over. I've
seen a lot of that. Yeah, but to be fair, the people
that are going to sue
you
wouldn't.
Why would you bother replacing that?
So, my brother used to go, well, my local to my mother's, a couple took over, and, you know, there's regular alcoholics that go there on a daily basis, and apparently, Alky Julie pissed on. Alky Julie.
Right.
Pissed on it. And they just said, someone was like, you're going to clean that up? Like, nah, I'll dry it out soon enough.
Oh, that's... I mean, that's not...
Piss. On the seat. On the sofa.
Probably would dry up, though, wouldn't it?
Hey, no, Abby, don't...
There's probably... There's so much... Have
you ever... Suppose you fall asleep in these pubs. You can have your face
fine,
on
that's
that.
Fine. Have you ever whacked... Do you know, like, when you're in school, on the school buses and all that, and in some of these, like, old pubs with the big... You know, puffy cushions. Ever whack these cushions?
Oh, the dust.
The dust. Yeah. Problem. It's so bad.
And I went.
A bit of pee ain't hurt anyone.
I went.
I didn't know where you were going with that then for a little bit.
No, so I went to a party when I was 10. And the girl who I'm talking about, her nan ran a pub. And it's called the Dirty Glass because it is. Like, you can only buy cans there because they don't have. Beer on a draft because it's disgusting.
But they had it, but it was so bad they thought, well, let's not clear it out or anything.
Mojo's banned from it, but it's a really good night out actually. But you just don't want to drink out of a glass. And I remember going there when I was about 10 and I just went.
I mean, they're to be fair to them, they're telling you, dirty glass.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know
it's
going
disgusting.
In.
Yeah.
So if you drink out of a glass. And you get ill or something, that's on you.
So I remember sitting there with my white, I was only 10, I didn't have a clue, so I was there in my white little top, and, you know, you sit up against the seats, and my mother sort of, like, picked me up to bring me home, and she's like, what the hell have you got all over your back? I had a nicotine sting on my back.
Mojo's told me two decent stories about that.
Oh,
so they used to...
Hang on a second. You need to tell us who Mojo is first.
He's my friend.
From?
From back home.
How old is he? What's his
Sunny Nat. He's from Sunny Nat, you know? Yeah,
he's from Nat. Station Road.
This
is not be given out personal details, GDPR.
Bass player, part-time boxer. Yeah.
And he's asbestos specialist.
Any asbestos. You'll do it.
I've heard
he's a grade one skydiver, as am I.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I am a grade one skydiver. But so yeah, he told me two stories, right? First one, when he used to practice, they used to serve cans in this pub because no one would buy the glasses.
They still do.
But he said that he once saw like a flagon with like just someone had spewed all over the top of these cans and they were getting ready to be sold. And the second thing is, right, now he thought that as a good to prove how dirty this place was, a good experiment would be. Do you know those lights on the wall and they have like a cup underneath them?
So they're like wall lights.
Yeah, uplighters.
The shade that goes underneath
them. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And then the bulb is in this sort of shape.
Uplighters, yeah.
Yeah. So they put a pasty in there to see how long it would stay in there for. And put it this way, it's been there years.
Disgusting. Oh, God.
It has not moved. It has not been cleaned. That pasty is still there.
But Mojo can't go and retrieve it because he's banned.
Yeah, he can't go and retrieve it because he's banned from the place for life. But...
That's really bad.
How do you get banned from a place like that?
So, because it's obviously not owned by the breweries, we've had the same owners for 20 years, Suvi Inn. And I think he said to her daughter, Amanda, you can fuck off and so can your mother. And that was it, banned for life.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's over the top.
Oh, yeah, but it's because they can do what they want because... And if they didn't, but saying that, when me and you broke up, I used to see Mojo up it every Sunday. And he was like, oh, is he on? Like, I don't know, he's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's banned for like now and on.
But he met his current girlfriend up there.
So the hygiene may not be great, but
it's a good place
for lovers.
Sunday afternoon is a good... It's good on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
You've never been up there much, have you?
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, but not much.
No,
So I'm assuming that when we do our Valley's visit...
Oh, I'll take you up there.
Into the Dirty Glass.
We've got quite a few places to go.
I think we're going to have to make it a whole weekend of just... Yeah,
oh, you'd like the inn would...
Yeah, I did, some of my friends from uni I took up there, and they thought it was brilliant, and they said, oh my god, it's like drinking in someone's living room.
Actually, that is something that we can arrange as well, isn't it?
What, drinking in someone's living room?
Oh no, yeah, so...
Oh, this is a good story. Yeah,
so, there's a man who lives opposite that pub where I was saying about the pissy seats. He used to go there quite regularly, fell out with the owners. I was like, well, fuck you then. He said, I live opposite. I'll have a pub in my house. So he got these... Honestly.
This is real.
Yeah.
This is real.
This is not a joke.
No.
So he was like...
My brother goes in.
Yeah, I went there Christmas Eve. So... doing well then. When was this? And yeah, I went, listen to that. Like, so he was like, fuck this. I'll have a pub in my house. So he got these, you know, like proper like... a beer garden benches. You got two of them now outside his house. And everyone, like, when I was going home last year, my mother was like, oh, you know, we went for a walk and she would wave to him and stuff and everyone would be outside. And Christmas time, I thought, right. So I was driving past and he had set up this marquee at the front of his house with all these Christmas lights on because obviously the picnic benches weren't seasonal.
Yeah.
So I went out with my father Christmas Eve and he was like, oh, should you have a drink indoors? Like, his name is Mr. Door. And I was like, yeah, go on then.
That's amazing.
His name is...
D-A-W-E.
And he set up a pub in his own house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Called Indoors.
No, just called...
Yeah, but that...
Well, it's just, do you want to go to Door's house? It's, you know, like...
I mean...
I love that. Like, but that is...
Indoors, I-double-N, Doors.
No. Yeah, well, that's perfect. That's almost bored it, but yeah. Yeah, so
I mean, we should start a Kickstarter to get the sign.
So in this like, little marquee thing, mind, it weren't any crappy old thing. It was like, you had to knock the door to get in. So my father's like, oh, do you fancy going in there? I was like, yeah, go on. So my father just sort of knocked the door and let himself in. And he was like, in all fairness, he was sitting there on his own. So he was like, oh yeah, coming in. And his house was pristine inside. Honestly, it was lovely. Super clean, really, really nice. Mm. So he was just like, you know, he was like, I don't know you, but I know your mother, father, brother. And he knew all my family, just not me. So he sat there for a bit and he was like, oh, go and get a can there. It's from the toilet. So you go outside and there's these slabs of cans lined up. So he's just feeding us drinks. And he's like, oh, because I met you before. There's a selection box over there for the kids. Help yourself. So I went home. I was pissed. I had a selection box. Yeah, and it's just
he just works on the principle that you could, like, anyone could go, like, you go down, you have your load of drink, but then you either take the slab with you, or you just go back with the slab.
Yeah, so my mother and father never say, right, we're going out down there, but if they pass and they fancy a drink mm-hmm. and they see people outside, they'll go in. So they will just drink whatever's there, but then the next time they go then, they'll just take a slab. Yeah. And my brother was there on last Saturday, wasn't he? And my brother stayed there all night.
Yeah.
He's taking
quite a lot of punters from the pub back.
Yeah. There's loads of people outside.
But there's no, like, money changing hands or anything.
No.
It's just
no, because you can't. You've got to have a licence to do that.
Yeah.
So I was speaking to him on Christmas Eve, and he was telling me that he had a windfall because of a personal injury claim. He didn't tell us how much or anything, but he just said that, you know, he keeps his house tidy. You know, his house is really nice inside. Mm-hmm. And he just said, well, I haven't got a licence because I can't sell booze, so you just, if you want to drink it, but just replenish it.
That's amazing, I love that.
That's like a real, that's, without even him really doing it deliberately, that's like a proper, like,
community.
Socialist kind of community thing.
So like, my, you know, that night on Christmas Eve.
It's fucking mental, but it's funny.
Yeah, so on Christmas Eve.
All because of a falling out with a
fire. Yeah, so when I drive past in on next Friday, we will drive past because I have to do it to go to my mother's, and there will be loads of people outside. Yeah.
So, do you reckon you people could get somebody from back home to send us some pictures we can put up on the Instagram?
I can find the pictures now.
We'll get them up on Instagram.
People sit in his garden, play the guitar, sing songs.
So someone we knew, when I was in Seville, and I was like, oh, I commented on someone, and he was like, oh, where is he then? I was like, oh, he's just in Dawes' house. Like, they just, yeah, everyone goes there.
The man needs a sign, though.
Yeah.
Indoors is, like...
Gotta be careful not to add, because the police come past, and what they find... Oh, remember, I haven't told you this. So cyclists go a lot past... up the valley because they got the big mountains and everything, it's good for cycling. And every time a cyclist goes past, they all shout and ring a bell. So as things have going on,
that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
so there's all these cyclists are going past now, but one of them stopped and he was just like, I've just got to say to you that every time you're ringing that bell, you are making our day. We think it's absolutely brilliant. He was like, why do you do it? And he was like, well, why not, ne?
Why not?
Yeah, he's like, fair play.
This is a fair point.
Yeah, he was like, fair play, you're going up a bulk. Why wouldn't I ring a bell? He's like, good luck to you.
Yeah.
And then I called, we think it's brilliant. He's like, coming in for a drink. So I think they're drinking it as well.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Things like that, see, that's why it's where we're from is good.
Yeah,
that does sound pretty awesome.
And he goes, don't be a hero, mate.
And our neighbour doing a garden is just the pinnacle.
Oh, yeah, our neighbours used to be class. They get, don't feel rain, they get you washing in and stuff.
Yeah, so we were semi-detached. So the ones that were attached to us were really good, weren't they? And he would be like, oh, I've noticed that you've got, you know, your garden a little bit overgrown. So if you don't mind. Like, I'll do it for you. Like, yeah, crack on. So he put all the grass, he'd done everything with that, and he levelled it all. And the neighbours on the other side, if it started raining, they would get the washing in, and I would prefer them doing it to Boz, because they would fold it all up, whereas Boz would just roll up into a ball.
But next door, right, the builders, right? So next door, they had these builders in to build a new garage from.
Yeah, we need to explain Jeff first. So Jeff, who lived next door...
Oh, shy she is, isn't she?
I shouldn't mention names, should I? So
no, it's fine.
No,
that's,
you just
that's
get into the swing of the pod, don't you?
No. So
it's fine, because nobody knows it. I just we don't talk about people
that
are local to us.
Yeah. So anyway, so the man that lived next door to us is a little bit...
simple.
Yeah. And...
Can we say that?
Yeah, definitely. Because...
Yeah.
I just don't know if that's a thing we can say, just in general.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
I don't know. It's not...
Like, what did he tell you about the big boat?
So he went to Ireland on a ferry, and he was telling me how he couldn't understand how a big boat could stay on the sea.
Because it had cars in it.
Because it had cars in it. So,
if it was empty, though, fine.
Yeah. So... simple is probably not the right word, but, you know, not...
He's lovely, yeah.
Lovely man.
And his shed blew away once, didn't it, in a storm.
Oh, yeah.
And in his shed...
Oh, that didn't smash stuff up out there.
I don't know. But in his shed, he had a gym. Now, he's in his late 60s, 70s, mind, and he's quite buff, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, he had this gym in his shed.
You said that so long. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, he is. Only.
He's super buff.
So he used to be a bodybuilder back in the day, see?
Yeah, so he'd go up in his gym and he'd work out. So when his shed obviously went and I was pegging the washing out, I'd have to watch him do it. And he'd be there now and he'd be like, Anne, you like a gym, don't you? I was like, yeah, I do, Jeff. Yeah. Do you know what muscles I'm working here as he's doing dips now? I'm like... I was like, I don't know, Jeff, what muscles are you working? The back of my arm. my back muscles. I was like, no, okay, Jeff.
My favourite one of him was when he... So, I was in the kitchen doing the dishes,
Hang on, Squeaker's back. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I was in the kitchen doing the dishes, right? And all of a sudden, I can see an arm reach over the fence.
What are you doing? Just ruining it.
Yeah, so I was doing dishes, I see an arm reach over the fence, right? And he's picking some leaves in the garden, right? So he shouts, "Oi, John, do you mind if I have some mint from your garden?" So I was like, "Aye, crack on, like, do you want?" I said, I'm saying to him, and I said, "What I haven't got mint dog. And I thought, I'm going to check this out. So I went up to where it was, right? And I searched and I sniffed every leaf and I made sure I checked everything. And I was like, there's no mint here. He was putting weeds on his Sunday dinner. 100%. He was putting weeds on his Sunday dinner.
Hipster though, isn't it?
He was mixing leaves with vinegar and putting them on his dinner. There was no mint sauce to be seen.
But the best was, it was just before we were going on holidays. And we were going to Seville, I think, because we were on the bathroom down, because we were going to work down. Yeah. And I was...
I like how you two are either always going to or just back from Seville.
Yeah. So we were on the way to Seville for the first time. And we were like, I was out the garden, I was pegging, washing out again, which obviously seems to be my job.
Was this just before you were about to go out somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had used all our milk, so we didn't need any milk. And the builders next door were building this shed for Jeff, because obviously the last one blew away.
Yeah.
And they were like, chatting to me and whatever, and he was like, oh, Lev, you wouldn't do us a favour, would you? He's like, oh, what do you want then? He's like, we're gagging for a cup of tea. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, the thing is, we would ask Jeff, but he only knows how to make hot vimto. He knows how to make tea. I was like, what? And then again, Jeff doesn't like tea, so he only knows how to make hot vimto. And then Jeff comes out, I only know how to make hot vimto. I was like, yeah, leave it with me. I was like, phone the boss. I was like, get to the shop, buy some milk. So they had to make the neighbour's builders tea all day, because they...
He doesn't know how to make a cup of tea, though. Even if you don't drink it, that's like a...
He doesn't know how to do much. Like, his wife does everything. But yeah, just honestly, he's a boot.
Fire away, you bastard.
What smartphones are. Like, people go to music concerts as well, right? You're watching a gig, right? The band are playing. And these fucking idiots filming it. Like, just watch the fucking band. Watch the fucking band. Be there. You're in the, be in the moment. Watch it. Enjoy it. Just fucking watch. There's nothing you can gain from that video.
It's not just at bands, at gigs. So,
like football.
Yeah, I took my dad to Arsenal Everton last season. His first game at the Emirates.
Mm.
We had like all right seats and stuff, but we were sort of quite high up. And there was a guy in front of us filming it on his iPad.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, when you're watching it, I'm not saying don't take the odd picture. Yeah. I'm not saying that.
He's filming the game.
That's fine. But these fucking idiots are filming it. They're filming gigs, that winds me up. That really winds me up. Just watch it. Watch the band.
I'm absolutely on board with you.
The sound quality, there's nothing you can gain for it. The sound quality is dreadful. I understand, if you want to take a picture, take a quick picture, it's great. Crack on. But to stand there against your camera up in here, I'm older man up in here for the purposes of the pod. But standing there, your hand up in here, filming it, you're just like, you fucking boring bastard. Just watch it and enjoy it. And it's the same as, right?
I mean, for me, though, then I would probably then actually be able to watch it back and see more than I would have done if I would just be in there. Because if I go, I purposefully don't go to gigs or anything like that, because I don't see anything.
Yeah,
all I can see is, if there's a screen on the side...
vantage point yeah, you can get.
If there's a screen on the side, watch I'm that, watching that's that. Fine, that's I fine. Might as well just be at home watching clips on YouTube.
The other one, have you seen, like, these videos online? Like, I think it was one of the playoff final games.
Are you going to tell me about the people who are
there's
talking
people
about
celebrating, right? There's players literally running to the fans, right? And the fans are like a foot away from the players. And rather than jumping in with the player, you know, celebrating, jumping, going mad and all that, they're filming it. They've like got the camera right in front of them, filming it. You're like...
Just be part of it, remember
just
it.
Just be part of it. Enjoy it. It'll be on TV if you really want to record. It's like standing, holding your camera, filming what you could be a part of.
Be the guy who's just...
Yeah, get in there.
Be the guy who grabs Trent Alexander-Arnold's head or Divock Origi's head and start snogging him. Be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Although, I do wish we had a camera when Charlton scored in the 94th minute.
Yeah, that was even moment. I felt deflated then, and I'm not a Sunderland fan, that was bad. But one thing, like just building on that, was I saw a clip the other day, and it was Champions League final, and it was just leading up. It's literally the game's just starting, and it's a Spurs fan, and he's with his brother, and they're talking about the game, about, oh yeah, they've scored early goals against us. They're not going to do it again today. And obviously there's the penalty within 30 seconds. But the whole time through it, it's bad enough, but he's recording the whole way through. And he's kind of half watching the game. His brother, who's with him, is absolutely fuming. And I'm watching it thinking he wants to take that phone and he wants to smash it to a million pieces. And whilst he's there just going, oh, this is just absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe it. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You're a Champions League fan, right? Probably might never ever go to one again as a Spurs fan. Probably not.
Not a dig, just...
Yeah, not a dig. Just what I'm saying. You know, God, there's plenty of big clubs that get on. You know, Arsenal only been one in your lifetime. And you think to yourself, you're going to stand there talking into a phone rather than watch. He probably missed the penalty. He probably didn't see what was going on. Gawks, they wanted to tell themselves, they wanted to talk to themselves on the phone. It's just so
sad. And the thing as well is that, like, he kind of, in a way, achieved what he wanted because he went viral, but not because he said anything funny or because he was like, because people were thinking, like, this is a guy I want to be like. Oh. Everyone's just laughing at his misfortune.
My favourite
ones. Because
he's
so devastated.
My favourite ones you see on Twitter, right, are the fucking morons, right, who take videos of the crowd when there's a goal going in, and they'll write, all passion, you're no phones. And you think to yourself, what the fuck are you doing anymore? You got a fucking phone in your hand.
Is it Ajax who had the signal blockers and stuff in the stadium?
Brilliant.
It might not be them, but I'm sure there's some grounds that have the blockers, so people can't get. But yeah, they can't get signal and stuff.
There's a lot of comedy shows now. You have to put your phones in these pouches. Stops people filming the show. And if you're a comedian, I get it. You know, you shouldn't be filming a comedian, because
they're
waiting for the material to come.
They're going
to
bring out a DVD that no one's got a DVD player to play on anymore.
It'd be on Netflix. Right? Netflix is big on comedy now, I suppose. So. But people. I don't get it. I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to just be part of it. You want to film it. And it's mainly to brag, let's be honest.
Yeah. So does this, tying this back into the original grievance then, taking pictures of your food, the fact that that you don't give a shit about what other people are eating?
Maybe it's just everyone has to document every single thing all the time.
So it's not about the fact that people aren't just in the moment and just living it. They're stepping out of what they're doing.
I suppose the best thing about tagging yourself abroad is that you void your home insurance, so someone nicks your stuff.
Is that genuinely?
I think that's true. Yeah, I think you're basically telling people your home is empty. I think it does void your home insurance. I've heard that somewhere. I'd love it if it did.
Got anyone who works for insurance companies or just has a greater knowledge on it? Listening.
Don't you do insurance in your place? Excellent.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't do it.
It's a big place, isn't
it? It is a big place, and we don't. And they don't do it. It's.
I would avoid them just for bragging.
Well, there was that thing, wasn't there? A while back, where all the Liverpool players would, their houses get broken into whilst they were away games.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I think it's funny that only happened to Liverpool players.
Well, I mean, stereotypes.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. stereotypes.
John Terry's not at home. No, we won't go there.
John Terry. But yeah, I think particularly at gigs and football and sport and events and just any event, really, just be in the moment, I suppose.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I agree with that.
And that's the end of episode 3 of Boz and Baz's Penny Arcade. It's just me wrapping up the show because Boz refused. Part-time podcaster, full-time diva. I'd like to just say a big thank you to Angharad and Tazbaz for joining us. Maybe we'll get them back again sometime, unless you like them too much, in which case they can just get their own podcast. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, you know, we're on Twitter and Instagram at bbpennyarcade, or you can email us at bbpennyarcade@gmail.com. Tell us about your fashion faux pas. We want to hear about those and any local personalities that you've got in your area. You know, who's opening up a pub in their living room? I don't know. Maybe someone's opened up an abattoir in their garden. Who's to say? But remember, you know, we don't get paid to do this, which is absolutely clear in the quality and content of the show. So we'll be back in a couple of weeks. And until then, bye.
Step up and play, each machine seemed to say, as I walk round and round the penny arcade.